90486. Number one hit station. The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Convener and Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has called on the government to hand over operations at Sensoli Mine in Chingola to the youth. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe has disclosed that sanity is being restored on social media following the enactment of the Cybercrimes and Cybersecurity Act. In international news, African nations hopeful to renegotiate Trump's tariffs fear economic fallout. In sports news, Power Dynamos Football to learn its CAF Champions League opponents today.
And now, the Power FM News.
At front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Convener and Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has called on the government to hand over operations at Sensoli Mine in Chingola to the youth. Mr. Kangombe argues that the current license holders should be offered an alternative mining site elsewhere, saying a meeting should be held with them who are also Zambians to reach an amicable decision that prioritizes young people and safer working conditions. Speaking during this week's edition of Power FM's political podcast, the Kamfinsa lawmaker said the Sensoli mine is a critical community resource whose importance cannot be disputed. Mr. Kangombe further noted that with the government's ongoing mineral mapping program, it is possible to relocate the current license, to reallocate the current license holders to another mine so that the standoff over Sensoli can be resolved peacefully. He stressed that empowering and equipping youth to operate in a safe environment is key to enabling them to earn a decent living while contributing to local economic growth.
If I'm a supplier, I'm going to borrow money to supply goods and services. So if where I borrowed my money, why should government delay me? So now, my motion in Parliament is saying, apart from public procurement, we have culprits in the mining sector.
Yes.
All the mining companies, yes, sometimes they'll pay in good time, but majority of monies that are supposed to be paid to our local contractors are paid late. Our contractors have lost property. Bailiffs have pounced on people who borrowed money, but they can't pay back because their goods have not been paid for. So my proposal to Parliament, and I hope that my colleagues in Parliament will support me, I hope that the wider majority, the society agrees with my view. My view is that if 30 days is when you're supposed to get back your payment, get your payment within 30 days. If it goes beyond 30 days, interest must accrue. Because
go ahead.
For Chingola, what is supposed to happen is that, number one, the young people that are doing mining there, they go into those trenches, those very unsafe mining places. What should happen is that, number one, we need to sit down with the current license holders because they are the ones that have gone to court.
Yeah.
So the matter is in court. The license holders have gone to court. They are saying, well, young people, we know you want to mine, but I mean, we have the license. We are Zambians as well. So what is supposed to happen is that a meeting should take place where we should be able to say, okay, if the bigger picture is the young people, what is the role of young people in that mining area in a safe environment?
Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe has disclosed that sanity is being restored on social media following the enactment of the Cybercrimes and Cybersecurity Act. Speaking on the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Mr. Haimbe highlighted the social media abuse which was common before the cyber law was effected. The minister added that some youths were freely unleashing insults and unpalatable language on elders and leaders. The acts, he said, have significantly reduced. Mr. Haimbe has therefore cautioned social media users to desist from abusing the cyberspace, emphasizing that the law will catch up with anyone breaking the law.
I shouldn't be like this young man who decides that insults people who are seniors, people in leadership, because I've got freedom. No, let's respect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We can still express ourselves in a respectful manner. It doesn't mean that freedom of expression entails that I should come and tell you, Kenny, that I don't like the fact that you're a writer. It's your right. You understand that. I should be able to respect that space, and you respect mine as well. That's basically what this whole, the whole essence of this cyber law is, so that we start to come back on the straight and narrow, all of us, and still express ourselves as enshrined in the Constitution.
The Poetry Association of Zambia, PAZ, has disclosed that the association has in the first half of this year maintained the export market for poetry products despite it being relatively small compared to the domestic market. The association has, however, observed that the continued appreciation of the Kwacha against the United States dollar negatively affected the export market for some poetry products, especially the eggs. Association Executive Director Dominic Chanda says that depreciation of the dollar has triggered eggs traders to shun the foreign market in preference to local market, as prices of the poultry products have notably improved. Mr. Chanda further stresses that the continued trend might also collapse the domestic market in terms of prices, warning that 30% of the eggs targeted for the foreign market is floated on the local market.
In addition to that, this first quarter, as compared to last year and the other year, we had unprecedented floods on the market, and this pushed the small scale farmers out of production. And this also had a backward effect, in the sense that most of our farmers moved out of production, their demand for their chips slumped, and hatchery started now drowning the pig. So it has been a challenge, but we have survived it. Consumer purchasing power also was one of the factors that affected, I think, the first quarter. And the rise in purchasing power issues had an effect on the consumers also, who could not buy bulk as they used to in the past. They could only buy chicken as and when they want to eat on that particular day. And that also had a backward effect on the part of the farmer that are now forced to keep chicken much longer than necessary, if you compare the first year to last year.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has warned members of the public against open urination and defecation in public places, as this practice poses serious health risks to the community. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba warns that open urination and defecation has the potential to trigger environmental contamination, as well as outbreak of diarrheal diseases such as cholera, typhoid and diarrhea. She adds that the vice can also contribute to environmental pollution and undermine efforts to improve sanitation and hygiene in urban areas. She further warns that violators will face penalties, including fines of up to 1,000 kwacha, as stipulated in the Public Health Act 295 and Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2018 of the Laws of Zambia. Residents are encouraged to utilize available sanitation facilities and report any instances of open urination and defecation to relevant authorities. This collective effort will help promote hygiene, protect public health, and keep Lusaka clean and healthy.
Lusaka City Council would like to warn members of the public against open urination and defecation in public places, as this practice poses serious risks to the community. Open urination and defecation can further lead to environmental contamination and increase the risk of diseases such as cholera, typhoid and diarrhea. It can also contribute to environmental pollution and undermine efforts to improve sanitation and hygiene in urban areas. Violators will face penalties, including fines up to 1,000 kwacha, as stipulated in the Public Health Act Cap 295 and Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2018 of the Laws of Zambia. Residents are encouraged to utilize available sanitation facilities and report any instances of open urination and defecation to relevant authorities. This collective effort will help promote hygiene, protect public health, and keep Lusaka clean and healthy. The council is dedicated to maintaining a clean and safe environment for all residents.
In international news, President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs have taken effect against dozens of countries, including South Africa. Trump began imposing higher import taxes on numerous countries Thursday, just as the economic fallout of his month